All right, I really appreciate this question. This person wrote, George, your courses are so damn useful. You've created a brilliant library of recordings. I'm going to do them all at once. I understand probably isn't very healthy for my business to try to do too many things and burn out. What words of wisdom do you have for me? Anyone else from ABC feel the same? ABC is my group coaching program where they get access instantly to five of the foundation courses, plus they get credits every couple of months to buy even more courses as part of the program. Whichever ones they choose. And so I wanted to just respond to this because I ideally if you were a robot, I would want you to consume and analyze and understand all of my courses instantly, and then we will be able to work even better together. But as far as I know, if I could have my market as robots and AI, I would be richer and richer in the coming age. But as far as I know, right now I can only sell to humans. And humans can't take all courses all at once instantly. And so my recommendation is to carve out 22 hours a day, ideally, to take each of my courses one by one. But some of you can't carve out 22 hours a day, I understand. So maybe you can carve out 2 hours a week. Okay. Honestly, if I'm lucky, you can carve out 2 hours a week for my courses, and that would be wonderful because in 2 hours a week, you can reasonably take each of my courses in about a 2 month time period. So 2 hours a week, and that's pretty reasonable. And that's why in my group program, I drip out the credits about it's like something like once every 2 months, you get enough credits for another course, right? So that's kind of meant to be. That's a 2 month cycle, and that is what I would recommend. Now, for some of you who are like gung ho, and this is a little dangerous because I have had multiple clients over the years who have like started with me, joined my group program, taken five courses all at once, and they have burned out. And I don't see them back again in my group program. And I don't even hear from them ever again. They're like, oh, I'm done with George. It was too much all at once. So I do encourage, if possible, you've got so much else on your plate that 2 hours a week and thinking of it as a 2 month period is probably reasonable as not just my courses, anybody else's courses as well. Because with 2 hours a week, you are consuming just enough content. Plenty of content to apply. Because if you watch 2 hours a week of video, you probably have another 2 hours of homework, at least. So you end up having 4 hours a week that you've carved out. And again, in the 2 month period, 4 hours a week. Now I've just see what I just did? I just moved the goalpost. So 4 hours a week, 2 month period, very reasonable. Now you've implemented what you've learned. One course at a time, and then you could save the next course and the next course. So in a single year, gosh, if you watched and implemented six courses in a year, you would have moved forward faster than most solopreneurs who are flailing around and doing all kinds of random stuff and probably not moving forward in a strategic way. You've done it in a very strategic way and given yourself a lot of saved yourself a lot of angst and time spent that I had to spend learning a lot of stuff and coaching hundreds of people to say, well, this is really seems to be the better way of going instead of don't fall into these holes kind of thing. So six courses a year is probably a good maximum for you to take. And if you can come to my Q&A calls, that's another 2 hours a month, right? Those of you who are taking my courses and doing the monthly Q&A, that's 2 hours a month. And so come to my Q&A to help with implementation. If you're in my group program, you could take it even more intensely and come to my Q&A call every week. So we can kind of more gradually, like, okay, this particular step, here's how you do it. Or based on your situation, based on your context, here's what I would recommend. So I hope that's helpful. I really do hope that you'll pace yourself and go from there. So, any other tips you have for fellow course takers, whether it's my courses or others, comment below and let's, share with each other, encourage each other here. Thanks.